You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Curtain Corner!
So this is an auspicious cocktail corner for us because we've got a new sponsor this evening.
Great word choice.
We've got some Rumbleian spiced rum from Ableforth, and we've also got Revelry Bar, who are facilitating this experience tonight. And we've been joined by Patrick from Revelry Bar. We've also got Kit quietly in the wings, but Patrick, I think, is initiating this realm of cocktail corner.
Correct, I am.
Talk us through.
There's a couple of good-looking bottles on the table at the moment.
There is a couple of good-looking bottles sitting up there, all right. I'm only going to be using one of the spirits, which is Rumbullion.
Is that what I had a taste of?
That is what you had a taste of. That's what was sitting those taste buds alike.
That was nectar. It was straight nectar.
Yeah. It's the reason why I like using this rum. Obviously, it's super simple. It's got like five actual proper ingredients in it. Mm-hmm. If you're making a cocktail with it, because it's only got those five ingredients in it, but you can taste all of them all at the same time. And the cocktail we're doing today is basically a take on a caipirinha, which is a Brazil's national drink.
Sweet. I just had a taste of it before, and I don't usually associate rum as a drink that you just drink on its own. But
neat.
It was fantastic.
That's the word,
you're right, John. Yeah. Great, that's the vernacular we should be using.
What was surprising for me was how smooth it was, given usually, you know, something like that's pretty punchy. Mm. But that was...
Also a little bit sweet as well.
Yes, also sweet. Both of us have got a sweet tooth. So.
Well, you see, that's the difference between having a flavoured rum, which is just like, you're just putting like sugar and flavouring in there, where that's actually made with those ingredients in it, like your sour anise, your orange peel, like it's actually in there. It's not just like fake flavouring added to it.
What else have we got lying around here? I've got a container here with some labelling on it. Is this what it is? Orange sherbet?
Yeah, so we're going to jazz it up a little bit because the one that we'll be serving in Revelry will have these in it. But obviously, if you wanted to make it at home, you don't have to make an orange sherbet.
You can keep it straight ahead.
Yeah, exactly.
Just normal sherbet.
Yeah, and then sitting beside that, then you have your sugar cane. And then beside that, then you have some limes.
There's no excuse not to have sherbet around the house either. You learn it. There's this science. I'm sure in science, when you're about like 12 or whatever, you do that. You make sherbet at some point, don't you? I've got a memory of making sherbet.
Maybe in cooking class, not in science class.
It's a science thing.
It definitely didn't happen in Ireland. Maybe in New Zealand, didn't happen in my country.
Hey, talk us through how this drink is going to be made and how you're going to do it.
Sweet. So I'm actually going to make it for you guys, so you guys can actually taste it. So it'll be super simple. So what we're going to do is, for your orange sherbet, we're just going to get one of the cut limes. And we're just going to rim the glass a little bit with it.
Right on.
And then you are going to...
Make sure your container's the size of bigger than the glass.
Big Hungry is drooling. He's actually got like the worst sweet tooth in the world.
Don't tell Rick, I'm leaning over the desk.
So yeah, so you've just rimmed the glass and you just dip it in your orange sherbet, what we'll be doing in the bar, and it just kind of makes a nice crystallized garnish in it. And you get your limes, which are already pre-cut by the gentleman in Revelry.
You put a generous amount of limes in there.
Yeah, you do, yeah, because you need it.
That's like a lime. That's like one whole lime cut into bits.
Pretty much, mate. Right.
Why do we need it?
So it balances out. Why do we need it? That's a good question. So all cocktails are balanced, and the lime is going to be balanced out by the sugar cane, which will go in next. So what we will do is, we will just grab my bar spoon.
And this is something that you have kind of, have you put like a bit of thought into it? This is something that looks quite easy for someone to make at home if they were going to make it at home.
That is
like it's straightforward.
Yep.
Delicious super. And easy.
Yep. Super easy.
Mate, mixing up the cane sugar now?
Mixing it up, mate, and it's literally put in about a spoon and a half.
Straight on the limes with a spoon and a half of cane sugar.
Yep. Real simple.
Sweet.
And then you are going to put about 30 mils of your rum bullion in there. So it just kind of...
I like it. There's no shaking with this drink. There's no fuss.
I'm enjoying it. When someone says 30 mils,
gravity.
And then they free pour.
Great. Oh, well, you see.
Bish, bosh, bash.
Yeah. No,
No, you see, the guys at Revelry actually know how to count spirits, so like that, you could probably actually pour it out and it will be exactly.
What's in the barrel? Oh, we've got here some blueberries.
So, yeah, so the one that we'll be making in the barrel will have a Brazilian berry in it, but because you can make this in your house, and obviously those kind of berries aren't easy to come by, we're just going to use blueberries because they're very, very similar. You need to have a dark berry to go with a dark rum.
Okay.
And it also helps to balance it out. So you put in, I'll put in.
Oh, they look great.
A little, probably about 8 or so berries in there. Real simple. So you've got, basically, you've nearly got everything in a glass at the moment. And then most houses will have like a pestle and mortar.
Oh my God, you're going to do some muddling,
I'm going to do some muddling, mate. No shaking.
Okay.
No shaking.
So you're just going to, you're going to muddle your limes, your blueberries, your rum bullion.
Are you saying if you're making a few, you do it in a massive pestle and mortar?
Pestle?
Yeah, if you were doing it at home, not in a bar, because you just make it into glass that you're actually serving it in.
Fair enough.
Say it's not the washing, man.
No, that's good. that's good call.
So you've muddled it up. You've got your lime juice out. You've got your blueberry juice out.
He wasn't shy about the muddling either. That was pretty serious. Good elbow work going on there, so to speak.
Nice loads of experience.
John checking out the guns.
So we're going to use crushed ice, guys, and you're just going to
shave ice.
Yeah, shaved ice, mate, just at the very top, and then you are going to go 30 mils again of more rum bullion. So it's 60 mils in there, man. So it's nice and strong. Now there is no mixer in this, guys, so
just let it do its thing.
Yep. You don't need it. Okay. You 100% don't need it. Your other 30 mils go in.
It's a sweet drink on its own, so I believe you.
Yeah, man. Trust me, this is going to blow your mind, man. Now, if we were serving this in Rev, I wouldn't even serve it with a straw because you're going to have the orange sherbet on the side as well.
Straws are a bit... Yeah, naff, I am.
You don't need it. And you just stir it, so your sugarcane is all.
This is a gentle moment, I've got to say. This is a gentle moment. It's a ladle-ish stir of...
Just caress of it, man. Just get in there, mate. You use your hips a little
right
bit.
Right on.
You just sway it out, mate.
I can see. I'm right here. Can't wait for this drink. It's going to be great, actually.
And then you're just literally, because you've stirred it up, your ice kind of...
Oh, nice.
Goes down a bit. Just top it up, mate. And that, my good man, is your world wonder number 10.
Deal. Fuck, that looks great. It
Gentlemen,
looks fantastic.
Do you want to give it a wee...
John's closest.
There you go, mate. Get your laughing gear around that. he's looking. No, I think he's giving it back.
Giz. Do tell, John. Do tell.
I'm getting sherbet, I'm getting orange sherbet, and I'm getting, surprisingly, the blueberries.
Man, the lime on the rim's great as well, I'm digging that. That's a good time.
Yep.
You're right, it's a bloody good drink.
Yeah. You can sit in your house, you can make it with your friends. Like, you don't need a massive amount of ingredients for it. Just complete silence in the studio.
It's delish.
There's actually a lot going on.
There is. It's quite multi-layered, I'll say.
I'm kind of thinking, because it's kind of like the mix for me on, like, the citrus and also the berry. Like, both are kind of, like, speaking quite strongly on the palate.
Good call using the word palate, by the way. Probably next time.
What's really interesting for me, because it's got the shaved ice in it, and so I'm just, like, I'm feeling like, you need to sit on it, and then the shaved ice.
I've just got to say, shave ice, get your shave ice. Does everyone remember that dude? Was it just me? Yeah. Pretty sure that's a thing. It's kind of more crushed ice, to be fair. It's not. For the listeners, it's sticking around. You did replete it in the end, which is a nice touch, I must say. But it's great. It's a great drink.
I'm kind of like just looking for the rum in this.
Mate, if I put any more rum in it, it's going to overflow.
Hey, tell us what's going down in Revelry Bar in the recent times. Anything?
Recent times, guys, it's actually pretty exciting at Rev at the moment. Ben Taylor, the owner, is going on a little bit of a refit rampage. It's probably the best way of putting it out there.
Alliteration, it's a good call.
So we're currently getting getting a refit in for the bar. All new furniture coming in. Our deck is getting redone, guys. We're going to be setting up a VIP area in the back with a nice new portable bar for your champagne and bottle service.
Fancy.
Very fancy. Very fancy.
Sweet.
Yeah.
And you can order a fancy drink like that. What is this called again? What's this drink called?
That is called the World Wonder Number 10.
Nice.
The thing is, I can imagine sitting down and this becoming like the drink of the night, you know, like quite heavily sitting on this.
It's funny because my imagination doesn't go past sitting down. So I'm glad you've
that's very delicious.
It's opened the mind.
What was it called again? Once more.
The World Wonder Number 10.
No, you're better off just quickly running over what's exactly in it, just for the listeners, I think.
Sweet, super easy, guys. So it's about 5 pieces of lime cut up into sections, spoon and a half of sugar cane, about 8 blueberries or so, 30 mils of rambouillon, muddle it all together, put your ice in, stir it up, another 30 mils of rambouillon in there, and then that, my good man, is your drink.
Don't cheat yourself either, get the rambouillon, it's delish on its own, so.
And you guys, one more go on this drink, someone else can talk for a bit.
You can make it pretty quick turnaround on the bar if people, you know, waltz on into a revelry and
are you
like,
in a
hey,
hurry? Are you
no, like a, I'm just like
I'm just popping, just park scooter out front and just run in and
zip in, grab one, shoot off. Yeah, pretty good, pretty easy. No drama.
That is one of the easiest. That's one of the easiest drinks. A really easy cocktail to make. Like there is actually no that dangerous thing about that cocktail is. Obviously, you guys, by judging by what's left in it,
super. We've gone fast. The ice hasn't had time to malt.
It's super easy drink, but there's no mixer in it.
Right on.
And it's just you get all of those flavors. You're not adding like Coke or lemonade.
Unnecessary sugars.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and it's all natural. You know, you got your blueberries, so you know if you're on your health kick, you still feel good about drinking your alcohol. You know?
Do you have any recommendations? All of these ingredients are pretty easy to find. I'm assuming we can get the rambouillon from...
You can buy the rambouillon actually in
Glengarry's.
Okay.
Sick. Hey, thanks so much, Revelry, and thank you a million, rambouillon. Oh, Ableforth.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.